Thursday morning here in March, and joining me in studio with Coffeeville Reawakening, Denise York. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's great to have you on, and filling in for Kyle this week. The interviews are like one of my favorite things. So when I looked at the calendar today, we were full of them, and I haven't got a chance to talk with the Reawakening people in a while. So
well, we're here.
Yeah, let's hear some updates. I know the Midland is like a big thing that everyone's working on right
it
now.
It is. So. We've got a lot going on. We've got a capital campaign that's been gearing up. Brett Ortolani and Peggy Steele are ramrodding that and been hitting the pavement this last week. You know, they're the driving forces behind it, so trying to get the funds in place for the Project 2 that we've got coming up. So if you see Peggy or Brent out there, you know, pull them over, write a check or whatever, you know, so we can get this thing up and running.
Well, and you guys just recently announced how you've kind of changed your phases with how you're working on the theater.
We did. We have like six different projects broken down, and we're trying to get front of house, and then there's a backstage. Those are the next two projects we've got going on to be able to get people into the theater, maybe not the auditorium, but at least a portion of it so they can see what's going on. We've got the Secure the Shell was finished last November, so now we're ready to move on to the next phase.
All right, that's good to see. It's the Midland. It's just got such a nice look on the outside.
It does,
and I'm ready to see it in its all its glory.
Very iconic building. You know, the inside needs a lot of work, so that's what we're working on now. And then Daryl Harbaugh and some of our board members are revamping the Take a Seat campaign that we had going. We haven't really pushed it a lot, but look forward to be seeing a little bit more about that in the coming weeks. It started under Kenneth Birchnall when they had the Midland Board running. They started selling seats in there as fundraisers. So we've picked that up. Daryl has ordered the chair plates from the people who have already bought them, and we plan to have a display in the Alamo building in the windows and everything so people can see what's been sold, what's available, and hopefully that would be a great fundraiser for us. So
yeah, it sounds like a neat idea. So you essentially are paying for an individual seat inside one of the theaters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have over 700 seats in the theater. We've sold, I think, around 110 at this point, so six something left. And
do you know about how much?
There's different prices. Yeah. Orchestra is a $500 seat, and then the rest of the building or the auditorium and up in the balcony is $300. Okay. And then you have a chance to engrave it, you know, to in memory of someone or a dedication or just your name on the plate. And those will be attached to the seat. So when we open up, you'll see them. That doesn't mean you get the seat reserved for you every time.
I can't just slap Matt Jordan on the best seat in the house and then say, hey, you're in my seat.
Get up and go. Right. No, that won't work. All but, you know, I mean, it's just something maybe for the future, you know, that people will see who helped, you know, get the building back up and running.
All right. So. Well, sounds really cool. I've talked to Caleb, maybe we got to get a KGGF seat.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of class, you know, like Class of 54 has done them and organizations, but then families too. So Bob just paid for us to have two the other day. So, we'll have ours there. And then, that's about it for the Midland that's going on. And then the neighborhoods, we do have the Farm and Home Show coming up on the 26th.
Yeah, 26th and 27th. I'd have gotten in trouble if I'd have gotten that wrong.
So we
have that coming up 26th, 27th. So not this weekend, but next weekend.
Next week. We'll have Joby Morgan will be there, and she'll have a setup for the gardens. She's kind of ramrodding that. And she's got a lot of the youth working with her. So they'll have some demonstrations, things to give away, you know, stop in and see what's going on. We're selling subscription baskets with like fruits and vegetables and flowers in them that would be delivered like every other week or something. And they only had two left last week. I know I bought one. So I'm not sure if they have any left, but she'd know all that so stop in and see her for sure.
So like you get a basket of fruit or a basket of vegetables kind of like every month?
It's a combination.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've got small or large. And so they're working through, you know, I think it's going to be a pickup where a certain time
kinda cool.
You can come pick it up. But, yeah, it's I wanted to try it out, right, and see how that works. Because
I think that's kind of like the fad that has happened over the course of, like, you online, you can order, become a something of the month club or whatever.
Right.
So this is kind of like the hometown version of that.
And kind of farm to table, right?
Yeah,
so so they'll be picking it out of the gardens. It'll be fresh. And then, you know, you have a chance to pick it up. You don't
surprise selection of what could be there.
And no work. You don't have to.
That's the best part.
Dig your own plot or do anything like that. So, so Joby can tell you, fill you in on all of that. And then downtown. So we've got the Union Pacific Park that we have going in at 8th and Elm. Next week we are, first of all, we still need stories and history or pictures of anybody that's got anything railroad related that relates to Coffeyville. Any kind of stories or history about a timeline, the roundhouse that was down on 14th Street. So, you know, make sure and let us know, because we would like to do, you know, like a timeline history in that park. And on the 24th, we're having a walkthrough with the contractors, the city, everybody that's been involved to just kind of finalize our plans. We've got the fences being built. You know, we have an archway that's going to go in. And we're just kind of, people will be in town and together, so we can talk through anything that we need to talk through to get that going. Bill and Stacy Pratt will be in town. They're the driving forces behind this. So I've talked them into being on the radio with me next week. So hopefully we'll have some interesting stories or updates from them coming. So.
All right. Yeah, that's a kind of a cool, I think, piece that's going to be put downtown.
Yeah, just a green area. I mean, the parking lot will still be there. You know, maybe we could have food trucks in there, farmers markets, things like that. So
yeah, and I think like maybe like Friday night events during the summer
right.
would look really cool, because you mentioned the archway and stuff. You get lights on that, and,
right? Yeah,
and you could, like, live music or whatever. I think it could be a really cool space for that.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I mean, all that. I mean, Bill Pratt can't wait. He always has these visions of live music down there and everything. And then of course we'll be starting up the Midland. We'll be starting up their outdoor movies too.
Yes.
So that it'll be a nice gathering spot for
Absolutely. All right. What are some? Because you know, we're getting. Luckily, we're starting to get back to normal.
Yes.
And
finally,
we're warming up, which means if you want to have events, you can socially distance outside. And so we've got. I guess you guys got some things coming up planned or fun things event wise coming up.
There are, and most of them are outside, so it'll be great. The first one. The Death Alley movie, I don't know if you've heard about
that. I've seen some of that, yes.
The trailers and stuff. It opened up at the Starlight Drive-In in Wichita last week was their premiere. But it's a movie that follows the Daltons through their last days. It's fictionalized. It's not a documentary. It's, you know, there's a lot of liberties taken here. But we are planning, Lisa Sheck and Sam over at Tourism and Chana, they're all working to get this movie in. Of course, the movie theater's not open, so I think the plan is at the Field Kinley High School auditorium.
Okay.
And right now, it looks like it's going to be in May. And tickets will be sold online. There's going to be a limited amount because we still will social distance for inside. So if you want to be one of the first ones to see this movie, you know, that talks about Coffeyville, make sure you go online and get those. We'll give more information later once we get the online sales set up, but you don't want to miss out on this one.
Yeah, I've seen the trailers, and they do. It does. It's a more, I guess, made for movies kind of of the story version of it. But it does look really interesting, really neat. And you know, my dad swears that on their way to Coffeyville, the Dalton stopped at my ancestors' farmhouse and stayed the night and ate supper, and then came up to Coffeyville the next day. Because we're only an hour of drive now south of
Very
Coffeyville.
Very interesting.
So he said, yeah, you have a little bit of a connection with what happened in Coffeyville, because they stayed the night before they got to Coffeyville.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah.
So that needs to be taken over to the Dalton Museum and documented somewhere too. So. So that's in the works. Now, I think they're looking more at an R rating at this point, so it's not going to be, you know, let's grab the kids and go. So it's more of
not a PG story.
Exactly.
You know, it's a great story, but like, that's the Westerns back in the day, you know, not necessarily like,
right.
You know, made for the kids.
Yeah. It's not the Roy Rogers.
At least the educational, but maybe not.
No. And then, so the summer celebration, that's coming up. You know, that's been a big deal in Coffeyville. Mike Bradley and Gail Smith put a lot of work into that. That's coming up July 10th. I'm not sure if they've been on yet to go over,
I don't think we've talked a little about it. They made an announcement not that long ago about some of the summer celebration, but they have not been on yet. But it's one of Coffeyville's favorite events.
It is. Sure. I mean, it's really grown. You know, they're going to have the 1 and 5K run walk starting out. You know, they have the car shows, the retro rockers, Backroads Band will be there to entertain. They always have a lot of vendors. Even last year, I thought there was quite a few. And then, of course, one of the largest fireworks display in the area. So, you know, mark your calendars and be prepared for that one, because that'll be great.
Set that aside. I know everybody loves to go out there. Yeah. And of course, he goes big. Goes big with the fireworks.
He does. Yep. It puts on a great show. So we always enjoy it. And there's always a lot of people out there. And then in September, Justin and Megan Martin are doing the Cruise Coffeyville again with the music, the poker runs up and down. Hopefully, you know, the UP Park will be done. There'll be people sitting there. So I know they're looking for sponsors right now. So if you want to sponsor that, then you need to get a hold of either Justin or Megan. And just it's tons of fun, it looks like, for the whole summer that we've got going
on. Yeah, we're stacked up.
Yeah, along
good.
With the outdoor movie nights, you can throw that in about once a month. So, and then the last thing I want to talk about, it seems like I talk about every week, but, you know, we do need volunteers. So if you're listening and you think, you know, I wouldn't mind working at the Air Museum or Brown Mansion or the Dalton Defender Museum, you know, pick up the phone and either call the chamber, call any civic organization and say, you know, I want to volunteer, because we are short and we do need people, you know, jumping in and help, kind of spread it around a little bit. So that's my soapbox. I'll get off that one. So.
Hey, you know, it definitely, you know, if you want, you know, get a, you know, that's the whole point of Coffeyville Reawakening. We're reawakening Coffeyville. So if you want to see that happen, you can't just sit back and hope that it happens. You need to kind of jump out there and help it happen.
Absolutely, and you're needed. I mean, I can't imagine anybody that we would turn down. I mean, we need research. We need people to write stories. So even if you just want to stay at home, but, you know, we do need people to help out at the museum and Brown Mansion, and that's just a good place to be and learn about Coffeyville, right?
Well, and there's a lot of special events that go on. You know, you have the Dalton Defender Days. You've got you've got the Christmas tree stuff out of
the Christmas on the Plaza. That's another thing we're starting. Shannon and I are starting planning for that. So if you're interested in jumping in and helping us with that, that's gearing up here in the next couple of weeks. I know it's not too soon to plan the Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure if they stop by the Coffeyville Reawakening offices and we're like, hey, I want to help, put me somewhere, you'll find a place to put them.
I will sign you up. we will, you know, match you to something that piques your interest. So, awesome. You know, the worst thing you can do is be voluntold to do something.
Yeah.
But if you pick your passion, what you want to do.
Here's what I'm interested in.
Yep, it's a lot more fun. So.
All right.
Come join us.
There you go.
So you can, like you said, you can come by Coffeyville's Reawakening. There's the ilovecoffeyville.com website that connects you with the chamber, the city, Coffeyville's Reawakening, CACF website. So it's a one-stop shop to get to the websites. But every single one of these things that we're talking about has a Facebook page, of course. So you can reach out there or, you know, call the chamber. Stop in at Coffeyville's Reawakening. So,
all right.
We can guide you.
All right. Well, Denise, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank
great
you, Matt.
Chatting with you. And I'm excited for everything you guys have going on coming up, and look forward to continue to see how the Midland improves. And I need to get in there at some point and look at it just so I can have a reference point. And then later on when it's finished down the road, I can go, oh, my goodness, here's how much it's changed.
If you've got a minute, you can go on the Historic Midland theater.com, and there's pictures in there.
Okay.
There's a video that you can see the inside, not as pretty as the outside, but you get a good
soon
sense.
One day. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, again, thanks for stopping in, and you've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.